Well, let's take a look at local sports first, as the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association is preparing for its All-Star Series this week. Among the members of the local teams, the Small School West squad includes catcher Quentin Seffert of Bedford, along with infielders Dylan Sears of Harlan and Brett Daly of Trainer, outfielder Isaac McAllister of Coon Rapids Baird, also a member of the Small School West squad. The Large School West squad includes a couple of players from Council Bluffs, Blake Elam of Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln and Brendan Figueroa of Lewis Central, both a member of the Large School West squad. They'll start the games on Friday, this Friday, August 4th. Games played at Waukee High School. They'll play again through Saturday, and then on Sunday, they'll have the consolation and championship games in that event. Johnston, Waukee, and Ankeny will be the locations for those High School Baseball Coaches Association All-Star Series games this week. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Jimmy Nelson finally beat the Cardinals, and the Brewers held on for a 3-2 victory at Milwaukee. Nelson was 0-8 with a 7.01 earned run average in 11 appearances all-time against the Redbirds before holding them to 2 runs and 6 hits with 7 strikeouts over 6 innings. The Brewers scored 3 times in the first off Carlos Martinez, capped by Manny Pena's RBI double, and that held up for the win. The Boston Red Sox are back atop the AL East standings following a wild victory over the Cleveland Indians. Christian Vasquez belted a 3-run walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth to give the Red Sox a 12-10 victory against the AL Central leaders. Closer Chad Allen struck out Mitch Moreland with 2 out in the ninth, but the ball sailed past catcher Yan Gomes for a wild pitch, and that put runners on first and second. Allen threw another wild pitch before Vasquez homered for just the second time this season. Moreland slammed a 3-run homer, and Eduardo Nunez went 3-for-4 with 4 RBIs for the Bo Sox. Brandon Guyer, Edwin Encarnacion, Carlos Santana, and Francisco Lindor homered for the Indians, who blew leads of 5-0, 7-5, and 10-9. That outcome puts the Red Sox a half game ahead of the New York Yankees and keeps the Indians 2 games in front of Kansas City. The Yankees lost for only the second time in 9 games as John Hicks smacked a 3-run homer in the second inning of the Tigers' 4-3 victory in the Bronx. Justin Upton also homered off CC Sabathia, who has reached for 4 runs and 6 hits over 6 frames yesterday. Dylan Bundy was terrific in the Orioles' 7-2 win against Kansas City, limiting the Royals to an unearned run and 3 hits over 8 innings. Seth Smith was 2-for-3 with a 2-run double and 3 RBIs as Baltimore earned its 4th consecutive win. The Royals have now dropped 3 out of 4 since a season-high 9-game winning streak. Elsewhere around the league, Kenta Maeda tossed 2-hit ball over 7 shutout innings in the Dodgers' 3-2 win in Atlanta. Clay Bellinger slammed his 29th homer of the season. Marcelo Ozuna launched a game-tying 3-run homer in the 5th inning, and Derek Dietrich added an RBI triple later in the inning to complete the Marlins' comeback in a 7-6 win over Washington. Pitcher John Lester hit one of the Cubs' 5 home runs in a 16-4 dismantling of the Diamondbacks. Anthony Rizzo hit a pair of round trippers for the Cubs, who also got home runs from Ian Happ and Javier Baez in winning for the 14th time in 17 games since the All-Star break. Rizzo, Baez, and Albert Almora Jr. drove in 3 runs each as the Cubs maintained their 2.5-game lead over Milwaukee in the National League Central. The Rays were 6-4 winners over the Astros as Evan Longoria went 4-for-5 with a 2-run homer and 3 RBIs. Tampa Bay's bullpen came through with 3 shutout innings after winning pitcher Chris Archer was reached for 6 hits over 6 frames. Robinson Cano drove in 3 runs and Nelson Cruz banged out his 22nd home run while the Mariners were building an 8-3 lead in an 8-7 decision over the Rangers. West leading the Mariners are 15 games back of the AL West leading Astros are also a game and a half back of Kansas City for the second American League wildcard berth. The Rockies pulled out a 5-4 win over the Mets on Nolan Arenado's RBI single in the bottom of the ninth inning. Also yesterday was the Padres blanking the Twins 3-0, the Reds 9-1 over the Pirates. The Blue Jays beat the White Sox 8-4. Albert Pujols slammed his 600th career home run and drove in 5 to lead the Angels 7-1 romp over the Phillies. Also, the Giants were 10-4 winners over the Oakland A's. In other baseball news, the Dodgers say Yu Darvish will make his team debut Friday against the Mets in New York. The four-time All-Star was acquired from the Texas Rangers for 3 prospects just before Monday's non-waiver trade deadline. Manager Dave Roberts said Darvish will join the team on Wednesday and throw a bullpen session. Meanwhile, the Yankees are ready to unveil their 2 new starting pitchers when they take on the Indians in Cleveland later this week. Sonny Gray will take the mound on Thursday, one day before Jaime Garcia pitches for the first time as a Yankee. Red Sox second baseman Dustin Pedroia has been placed on the 10-day disabled list with inflammation in his left knee. Pedroia was on the disabled list in early June with a sprained left wrist that caused him to miss 9 games. He leads the Red Sox with a 3.07 average. The White Sox have placed outfielder Willie Garcia on the 7-day disabled list because of a concussion that he suffered during a frightening collision with top prospect Yoan Moncada. Chicago also purchased outfielder Nicky Delmonico's contract from AAA Charlotte on Tuesday. Garcia was injured attempting a sliding catch in shallow right field against Toronto on Monday when second baseman Moncada had to jump over him and put a knee into the side of his head. In other sports news, Drake Athletic Director Sandy Hatfield Club is leaving the Bulldogs after 11 years. The school announced yesterday that Hatfield Club's last day will be Friday. They say Hatfield Club has accepted a senior partner position with the Pictor Group, an intercollegiate athletics consulting firm. Associate Director Megan Franklin will serve as Drake's interim athletic director while the school searches for a new athletic director. Hatfield Club is perhaps best known for expanding the Drake Relays track meet and hiring current women's basketball coach Jenny Baranchik, who has led the Bulldogs back to a top 25 ranking a year ago. Hatfield Club's last two men's basketball coaching hires, though, Mark Phelps and Ray Giacoletti, have failed to turn the program into Missouri Valley Conference contenders. Kansas State basketball coach Bruce Weber has agreed to a 2-year contract extension that could keep him with the Wildcats through the 2020-21 season. Weber had 2 years left on an extension he signed in April of 2013. Weber was on the hot seat last season before leading the Wildcats to 21 wins and a win over Wake Forest in a first 4 game in the NCAA tournament. In Big Ten news, Tom Allen is already putting his stamp on Indiana football. The first-year coach has installed a new offense, instilled a different attitude, and created a more player-friendly environment as practice begins this week. That softer approach might make some old-school coaches wince, but the Hoosiers have embraced it. Allen was promoted from defensive coordinator in early December after Kevin Wilson resigned amid reports of player mistreatment. Northwest Missouri State University was ranked first in both of the 2017 MIAA preseason polls, the coaches' poll and the media poll, released from the league office yesterday. The polls include votes from the 12 conference coaches and the media who cover the MIAA. Coaches can't vote for their own school. Northwest Missouri State received 9 out of a possible 11 first-place votes from the coaches with 118 total points. Emporia State was second with 108 points and 2 first-place votes. Central Missouri was third with 106 points and 1 first-place vote. In the media poll, the Bearcats were the top pick. They got 36 of the 39 first-place votes. Emporia State was second with 421 points and 3 first-place votes. Central Missouri was third with 383 points. All of that could shake out real early. Northwest will begin their season at home Thursday, August 31st, against Emporia State University. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. They're your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.